You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, I'm Josh Paterchin, and I so wish I could welcome you to the Early Night Show. Since we are all socially distancing, I decided to create the next best thing. The Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or as I am calling it this week, the Corona Cabaret. Ooh. So over the next few weeks, or however long it takes to flatten the curve and come out on the other side of this, I will do my best to bring you some fun Broadway entertainment with lots of amazing guests. It's definitely not an easy time for any of us, especially for those who are working on shows, TV, or films, and just face the reality that everything had to come to a stop. This means that so many performers, creatives, crew, and ushers, everyone who was involved in productions are now without jobs and have bills and rent to pay, amongst other things. If you are watching this and feel so inclined, the Actors Fund is an incredible organization that supports everyone in entertainment. They have set up an emergency relief fund for those affected by losing work due to the virus outbreak. If you would like to make a donation, please go to actorsfund.org and then click on Support Our Work. Aside from Broadway, one thing that makes me happy is Disney Plus! In honor of Frozen 2 being streamed by Disney Plus 3 months early to help us get through this challenging period, I thought a song from this movie would be the perfect fit to start things off. I am definitely trying to make sense of everything, and just maybe I'll be able to understand it when I'm older. Sense when I am older. Someday I will see that this makes sense. One day when I'm old and wise, I'll think back and realize that these were all completely normal events. I'll have all the answers when I'm older, like why we're in this dark enchanted wood. I know in a couple years, these will seem like childhood fears, so I know this isn't bad, it's good. Growing up means adapting, puzzling out your world and your place. When I'm more mature, I'll feel totally secure, being watched by something with a creepy, creepy face. See, that will all make sense when I am older, so there's no need to be terrified or tense. I'll just dream about a time when I'm in my age and prime. When you're older, absolutely everything makes sense. This is fine. That was somewhat therapeutic, I think. My first guest to start things off is the one and only Carly Gendel. You may have seen her on Broadway in the original cast of School Rock or in my original musical, The Perfect Fit. She's done lots of other work as a singer, actor, and dancer, and I'm so happy to have her joining me today. Hey, Carly, are you there?
Hi, Josh, right here.
Hey, how are you doing during this social distancing time?
Pretty good. I guess it's nice to take a break and, you know, hang out with my dog and things like that, watch some movies with my sister. But it is really sad. I was doing a production of Pippin at my high school, and it ended early because of the virus. And I had a lot of things in the works that are now postponed. The finale of So You Think You Can Belt is now postponed until April. But I'm using this as a time to focus on my grades and still let my creative juices flow. I really want to write stuff. I want to focus on school and, you know, just take some me time and really focus on myself and figure everything out, I guess, before everything is back up and running super fast.
And what song would you like to sing for us today?
I will sing Maybe This Time from Cabaret.
Ooh, I love that song. You ready?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Carly. You can follow Carly at Carly Gendel on Instagram. Our second guest is the incredible Luke Islam. I first had the chance to work with Luke at Broadway Workshop and was amazed by how incredible and kind he is. He killed it on America's Got Talent, and it even got a golden buzzer. He is now starring in the new Disney Plus show, The Mighty Ducks. Hey, Luke.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great.
Now, how are you doing during this crazy time?
I'm doing great. I'm doing everything I can to stay safe and just been singing a lot, and that's what's really getting me through.
Yeah. How has this impacted you?
Well, I haven't gotten a lot of time to spend with family and friends because I'm trying to separate myself because I don't want to get myself or anyone else sick, but... a lot of stuff has gotten canceled, so I've just been chilling, and I'm so glad that I got to do this for you, so.
Yeah. And what song would you like to sing for us today?
I'll be singing Waiting for Life from Once on This Island.
That's a great song. You ready?
Yep.
Luke Islam. I hope you all enjoyed the first episode of the virtual edition of the Early Night Show, Corona Cabaret. Thanks to all my wonderfully talented guests, Carly Gendel at Carly Gendel and Luke Islam at the Luke Islam. Thanks so much for watching. Let's keep entertaining. Any artist who wants to be a virtual guest, send me a direct message and let's keep making music to help the Actors Fund.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.